And I was playing ping pong. I swing pretty hard when I hit, so I'd say that too.
Coach said if you guys play tomorrow, you'd play tomorrow.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Sir. I definitely feel like that today. And even I felt great today, and I wasn't even going all out, and I still had some velocity on the ball. So I'm excited to go all out here in the next couple of days and see how it really feels.
If somebody's asked you about this, I apologize. But
that's okay.
Media days, TJ kind of said, you know, James wasn't healthy all last year. James had some super problems last year. How much truth is there to that?
Yes, sir. During the summer last year, I was throwing one of the players that hit my arm, and it kind of tweaked it, and ever since then, it wasn't the same. And so I kind of know what it feels like to kind of go through it. I don't know what the injury was exactly, but it still bothered me some. But now being able to come back, and I'm going to be excited because, to be honest, it probably has been almost over a year since my shoulder has been, like, fully healthy, so I'm really excited to get it back.
I mean, did you tell anybody?
Yes, sir. I talked to Mr. Rex and them, and then we just kind of did some treatment on it, and it didn't seem like a big deal. I mean, there were times it hurt really bad, especially during the bowl game, but in the end, it was kind of tough through it. But now that it's going to be feeling good, I'm really excited.
So knowing you after 3,800 yards or whatever and all the touchdowns last year, I'm sure you're going to give us some outlandish prediction for what you do with the healthy shoulder.
I could hopefully at least get the same and then maybe even better, but I can't fully say.
Have you been counting down the days till the camp started and just talk about what it felt like to be out there throwing again?
A little bit yesterday. I was excited to get back, but at the same time, you know, it's 2 days. I'm like, oh, I wanted some more summer left. But I'm excited to get back, and I have been kind of counting down the days.
James, you kind of talked about how, you know, you're thinking about the shoulder when you throw and kind of depending on how hard you throw it. At the same time, and you kind of the pace you go at is kind of the pace that the offense goes. Do you ever think about that? Does that ever worry you at all?
No, sir. Thankfully, everything kind of slows down enough to where I can think about that, like how's my shoulder doing, and then also what the offense is doing and kind of keeping it up tempo. So from what I learned today, I'm not going to have any problems with that, but we'll see as camp goes on.
And you talk about the offseason, been playing a little ping pong. I think I've been seeing some stuff about fishing. You've been...
Oh, yes, sir. I've been doing a lot of fishing and playing ping pong. I was fishing with my dad. Then when I moved to Texas, I got kicked heavy in the sports. So then we didn't always have time for it. And I've been fishing a lot lately and playing ping pong. It's a good therapy on the shoulder. So.
Yeah, kind of put you in a good mindset.
Yes, sir. It definitely is fun and something to do. Probably not. I was thinking about coming today and just totally answering different questions when people ask me about my shoulder, but I couldn't quite do that. It's different to get a lot of attention towards my shoulder, but hopefully I'll handle it all right.
How is it to get back on the playing field and start talking about, you know, playing instead of just the SEC and will you guys be ready?
It feels good. At one point, I almost felt almost like I was a rookie because it seemed like I hadn't been out here in so long. But then after a couple of snaps, kind of got back into the swing of things, and it felt really good.
What about your... I don't know if it's chemistry is the right word, but with Mitch being under center, you guys working out the kinks already?
Yes, sir. I think that we worked that out during kind of the fall some, during our practices throughout the week, and then also the few short practices I was in at spring ball. And so I kind of think I had that same chemistry there, and since he's going to be the permanent center now, I think it'll be a lot better with chemistry-wise because he's been getting more snaps with me than Travis has.
These coaches walk around with the SEC respect shirts. Is there a chip on your guys' shoulder about, you know, maybe whether people think you're going to win?
I'm sure there is some guys. I mean, to me, I don't feel like there is. I just know I'm going to come out here, and the SEC is a defensive conference. And so from my standpoint, it's a lot more of a challenge. And so I'm really excited about that. And I wouldn't say I have a chip on my shoulder, but I think a lot of the guys do. And I think that's great for extra motivation and making guys work harder.
Yeah, is it fun when someone says, you know, this is a power eye offensive league, that this spread's not going to work for you?
Yes, sir. I think it's fun because we take it as a challenge, and then we'll see how good we do. And I personally think I think we will be able to do it. I'm not saying we're going to blow out teams or it's going to be better than the eye, but I think that we still will be able to do a lot of spread offense, what we've been doing.